Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 4, titled It's Always Sunny in Granada. In tonight's episode, we see a few relationships anew, while a few fall apart. Frasier gets Kat over her skis, while Jared goes off the deep end. Captain Carey shows he belongs in Below Deck Legacy, while Barbie's trying to do everything she can to not be on Below Deck Legacy. Sean, a lot to unpack on this episode, and I guess I want to be a little cheeky like Ben. But do we start with Jared's brick cell phone from 1999?
Yeah.
Does that thing have anything other than Snake on it?
Snake. Yeah, I think that's why he didn't have enough data to make that FaceTime call. And I know he was sad, and it is a sad situation. Yeah, that was an old looking phone. When was your first phone?
It was a Nokia.
Same. It was 2003.
Yeah.
I'm older than you, so freshman year of college, like fall 03.
And it had Snake on it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I barely ever played that.
Actually, now that I think about it, I feel like my mom's phone was a Nokia. I had a phone from Cellular or Circular Wireless, which was then bought by AT&T. It was a flip phone, and it had a mirror on the front. So totally made for women, but your guy got it.
Hey, did you see that BlackBerry movie?
I didn't. Any good?
It's on Hulu right now. I would recommend it. Yeah.
All right. I got time.
But, okay, well, we'll start talking about cell phones, but I kind of forgot. Verizon was called Bell Atlantic in the 90s.
Yeah, that checks out.
And they had an exclusive deal with BlackBerry because you couldn't have an iPhone unless you had AT&T. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was late to everything. I didn't get an iPhone until 2012, so.
That's all right. My folks called National Grid Niagara Mohawk for 10 years after they transitioned. So.
That's good. That's a regional joke right there.
That's in upstate New York. Yeah, that's that one will hit home.
Should we talk? Oh.
Yeah, I figure let's talk. I mean, I want to talk about Jared a little bit because I feel like we're just rooting for this guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no one not rooting for him. I mean, he seems really likable. He seems down to earth. He seems fun. Barbie likes him. She likes his soul. Kind of admitting he's not the best looking guy, but that's not who she goes for. Gets a little wonky towards the end of the episode where he drinks too much, which there's so few times I've seen in Below Deck where somebody drinks too much and I'm like, that was a great move. It happens. Don't get me wrong. Like Below Deck Sailing Yacht, they all drink too much and it's great. But in no other iteration of Below Deck do they drink too much. And I'm like, this is great.
So, okay. Yeah. Rooting for Jared, definitely. I never saw him and Barbie together. Did you? Is that her type, really?
I don't know. Medium looking dudes with a great soul.
Well, because he told her the first night out, he like understood her soul. It was something very cheesy like that, that sort of works.
Good.
Temporarily works. And yeah, she does say when they're setting up that like waterfall picnic that she's the most attracted to Jared on the boat. And like, that's who she's vibing with the most. I just see her with like some rich guy.
I don't disagree.
From like another country.
Can I also talk about how she made a comment to Ben and Ben's like, I have to go tell someone this news I have right now. Like, could not have run fast enough to tell Kyle, oh, by the way, she's not into you. She's into Jared.
Ben's a gossip. He's a shitster, and he's just like an eighth grade girl gossip. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure about Ben. But yeah, I never saw Barbie and Jared together. That was temporary because Jared was so like forthright the first night and she liked the attention. But yeah, he gets a little drunk at dinner and she's already out. He spills a drink, right?
He spilled water. We've all spilled water, but it's never, it's so easy to, when you spill water and you're sober, nobody bats an eye. They're just like, oh, look at this idiot. When you spill water and you've been drinking, someone's like, ugh, booze hound, you know? Can't,
And
just, he's sloppy now.
I spill a lot, and I just want people to tell me it's okay. Barbie's telling them it's not okay. It's over.
She's
That
out.
spill one drink. You know, I see her with a guy that a rich guy from like a different country. So not from Argentina or America, just like somewhere else. Maybe he's got like some oil in the Middle East or something. That's who I see her with. Oh.
US railroad money.
Well, so she's from Argentina, right?
Yeah.
Why is her American accent perfect?
No idea. I bet she went to a school where they speak.
Is that it?
America. I don't
Probably,
know.
right?
Most of the time, people from other countries, I mean, you can tell they're from other countries when they speak English because it's their second language. But I mean, I have a buddy from India who speaks like perfect English. And I listen, we don't, you know, Americans don't speak perfect English, but you know, from
Oh, so you're saying like she went to a boarding school
yeah.
in America when she's growing up.
Very possible.
That tracks. Okay. Yeah, I because then her Spanish is perfect. And when
Yep.
she called her mom, she had like a perfect like Spanish, like Argentinian Spanish accent. I'm very polished.
You're intrigued by Barbie.
I'm not, no, I'm in Sunny's my no one's ever been more my girl than Sunny. We'll talk about her later.
That's fair.
But Barbie does have a lot going for her for someone who's also kind of a huge baby at work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's very, very smart. I don't know. The perfect accent thing, I was wowed by. But yeah, so her and Jared, we don't have to pretend that's a thing anymore. Kyle, I mean, Kyle's moving in a little bit.
He's trying.
He's making it known, and after Jared spilled that drink on the night out, she bails on him and has a cigarette with Kyle.
Yep.
So he's getting some attention. Well,
I
something to
mean,
watch.
at some point, she's gonna run. I mean, it's not like there's a ton of guys to go to, right?
No, it's because Ben's with Sonny. Well,
Allegedly.
allegedly, Frazier does not like women. Chef Anthony is just doing his own thing.
Loves his cat, man. Respect the cat life.
Loves his cat. So it's, yeah, it's Kyle and Jared. And I see her with Kyle more than Jared, but I don't see her really ending up with either of them.
I
So,
don't. I couldn't agree more.
should we, since we're talking Barbie, her and Frazier, it feels like it got better than at the end of the episode at the
Yeah,
bar.
we're right back where we started.
Yeah.
They're too like Barbie's too headstrong to be not top of the totem pole, and
Yes.
she doesn't really know where to. How to act when she's in that position. So it kind of sucks because, like, she's really good at her job. But I will say, Sean, I mentioned at the top, Captain Carey, what a conversation you had with Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, like, let's take the emotions out of it. Is she good at what she does? Can her attitude be fixed? You know, can we, is she an asset to the boat? Boom. Is she good on service? Is she good with the guests? Boom, boom, boom. Frazier's like, yeah, except that one part about her attitude, it sucks right now. So that was like a really pro move by Captain Carey. And so I'm gonna go out on a limb. I saw a lot of that guy tonight. What a hire. I
Oh
know,
yeah.
listen, Captain Lee was there forever. He was there for, I don't know, 9, 10 seasons, but
10, yeah.
you know, 10. But what a great replacement, Captain Carey. Guy seems like he's all time.
I agreed. Yeah, that's a smart management tactic. Like, I'm gonna make you answer your own question
Yeah.
by asking you a series of questions about whether we should fire this person based on their skill. Yeah, you called that last week. Barbie wasn't going anywhere. At least not yet. Yeah, not much happens in between that though. It's great because she's pretty good the rest of the charter.
Well, I mean, they crush it at the wedding.
Oh yeah.
Everything went out without a hitch. And even Captain Carey was like, that could have gone 10 ways from Sunday, but you guys just killed it. So, props to everybody involved. Basically
Yeah.
everybody but Kyle, because Kyle was not doing anything the entire episode.
And yeah. No, I guess Barbie was on service really. Well, yeah, talk that though.
All right. Here's my thought. Why would Frasier put Kat on service the night that Captain's going to be eating dinner?
Yeah. At what
Tell
is
me how that makes sense.
essentially a wedding dinner. 'Cause you'd call the sushi at the waterfall, the canapes, hors d'oeuvres, whatever you want to say.
Whoa. Is canapé another word for hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah. Learn something every day. But so that's but then they have dinner back in the boat. We're calling this like the what the three weddings. This is their dinner. Kat, and look, Kat tries her hardest. She doesn't know anything. I blame well, look, I blame roll-up culture at restaurants. You know, everyone uses rolled napkins with silverware in them. So because she doesn't know where to put forks and knives. So I
Yeah.
blame that. And doesn't know how to pour wine. Pours across Captain Carey's whole body. Recipe for disaster there. And really isn't keeping up with clearing either. Kat knows very little. Her knowledge is very, very, very low. So yeah, she shouldn't be doing service yet. I think he was punishing Barbie. Was that it?
Funny. Someone asked me that too. Sorry. Someone asked me that if like Frasier was doing it to punish Barbie. I don't think so. I think he was doing it for Kat. He was thinking Barbie got to be with the crew or be with the guests at the waterfall thing all day. And he was like, you know what? We need to throw Barbie a bone here. I don't think he was doing it to punish Kat. Or sorry. He had to throw Kat a bone here. I don't think he was
Right.
doing it to punish Barbie, but I could see why Barbie would immediately think that she's the victim in this situation. Kind of reminds me of Kyle. I'm not gonna lie.
Below like Med Kyle. Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I forgot there's a Kyle here.
Because they're both like, what do the kids call it? Like main character syndrome.
Yeah.
They both have that. I like Barbie more than
Oh,
Kyle.
yeah.
That's not saying much, but no, I'm slightly impressed with Barbie a lot of the times. Yeah, man, Ken makes me nervous. And Jared made us nervous the first charter doing like bosun stuff, but you can always like that was just like nervous energy that like he was like we just want to do a great job. And with Kat, I look Kat does try, and even Captain Carey. When he's addressing it with Frasier, was like, look, every time I corrected her, she did like move quickly. But there's just like a inherent sadness with Kat where I don't, she's just not gonna make it this season. I don't see it.
Now, I think she's like, what did Sunny not want to be called the entire episode? Was it like weak or sensitive?
Sensitive? Well, both, right? Because she had issues before with criticism from men, like at previous jobs.
Kat has no problem being sensitive.
That's oh yeah, that's
I
her.
mean,
That's who she is, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I would argue is mostly a good thing, but once your charter's over and she can't even have fun in the night out. Like she's, I don't know, I feel like you need to like put it all behind you or something, or just like enjoy your coworkers. So right, like they go out, they're at dinner. She's suggesting to Frasier, like, hey, what if we just all went back to the boat and played games? Which okay, that's very like something very sweet and innocent about that.
yeah.
I'm not buying it, Kat. She was just gonna go back, say she's tired, and go to bed. She's just like counting down the minutes until the season's over.
Yeah, and listen, like I know she's got a whole thing going on with, it seems like she has a ton of trauma from being in foster care, and I don't know what that's like, so I can't relate. But clearly it's like weighing on her significantly, where like it seems like she's having issues doing day-to-day stuff, and that's just tough to see. It's tough to see it on TV too, in front of 800,000 people. Plus when
Yeah.
Sean watches reruns in 2 years of this.
I know. Yeah, those count. Yeah, so I don't see it. I know the episode ends with kind of Frasier consoling her. But she just she starts crying at the bar. I like that. That sucks. It sucks to like not like your job, and then to also not have like friends at work or outside of work, which is these nights off. You
Wasn't
literally,
she
there's no joy.
also a little too sober to be crying at the bar?
Yeah, no, those are just real. That was real crying. That was it. Yeah, it's a little bit too sad for
No,
the show. I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
not fun. It's not fun, listen, she's got to get through that. Do you want to talk, I guess, Sonny and Ben a little bit? And then that's pretty much all I
Yeah.
got.
Like you mentioned before, Sonny does not take criticism from guys well. So I guess last episode ended with Ben, we thought, top dogging on the radio, like, hey, Jared, you missed that Sonny wasn't wearing her life jacket while putting out the jet skis.
Oh, it was a confirmed top dog.
Oh yeah. But
Yeah.
Jared doesn't take offense to it. Sonny does. Because she thought Sonny was trying to make her, Ben was trying to make her look bad. And then he doesn't really apologize. He more just explains, no, that was for me to Jerry. That had nothing to do with you. But like, okay, but Captain could hear it, and
Yeah.
you were criticizing Sonny. Then they're just kind of mad at each other the rest of the episode.
Yeah, kind of a shame too. Although not that much of a shame, because I don't necessarily think Ben's good enough for Sonny. We got high hopes for Sonny here.
All right. Don't want to get weird. I think she's the most, I personally think she's the best looking girl ever on the show. And that may not technically be true, but just as personal preference, that's what I'm saying.
Like the complete pack, like her as a person, or you actually think she's the best looking of all time?
I think both.
Because her personality has a lot to do with it. I think Sunny's great,
Yeah.
but it's the combination of the personality, kind of the tomboy thing, plus she's hot.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about her though. I'll calm down, but like, because I got some pushback from people when you called this the best looking cast last week. I think Sunny does a lot of the heavy lifting. I mean, Barbie is really good looking too, though. Her personality just isn't always great.
Yeah, but I'm also talking like Frasier, Anthony, Ben, Kyle,
Yeah,
like.
no, it's a good looking crew. Sonny does something to me though. I don't know.
You know who didn't get pushback, Sean? I didn't get pushback.
Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't go on Twitter. I didn't
We
go on Twitter last week, but I didn't get any pushback.
have different reply guys and girls,
Yeah.
yeah. So okay, night out. Ben and Sonny have a little walk.
Yeah.
Ben, I like this. He claims he's just being cheeky and charismatic. Can you call yourself charismatic?
I don't think you can call yourself cheeky.
What? Shouldn't someone else call you charismatic? That's like a very big compliment.
Yeah. That's like calling yourself suave.
Yeah. Like, I guess you could call yourself like handsome, because there are like objective things there, but charismatic, you're really scratching your own back there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of on a standstill. We'll see. mean, what are Sonny's other options, though?
Maybe Sonny doesn't need options. Maybe it's just 5 weeks of just being a good bosun, you know? And
Or just second, yeah.
Deccan, and maybe hooking up with Ben when she feels like it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. So Ben and Sunny made out. That's it so far, right?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. Because Barbie and Jared, nothing, and that's not gonna happen. Maybe Barbie and Kyle soon.
Something's got to happen, you know?
It'll well Ben and Sunny. I think it'll be Ben and Sunny.
Yeah, probably.
And I think Kaz replaced soon by a different girl.
That would be great. I don't think Kat's really like adding anything positive to the show.
This feels mean, just kicking her while she's down. But yeah, it's too sad. Also, when she kept suggesting, like, "Hey, we should just go back to the boat." Oh, so every bachelor party I've ever been on, there's always one guy in the group that just wants to go back to the Airbnb the entire time.
Yep.
And it's like, hey man, everyone's having fun. Like, don't stop making that suggestion. Because
He really wants to play beer pong.
but beer pong's fun before you go out.
Right.
Oh,
Well,
at
once you're out, I'm not going home and playing beer pong. What are you,
yeah,
nuts?
everyone's just going to bed at
Yeah.
that point. Yeah, and that's what Kat was gonna do too. She had no intention of playing games.
Yep.
All right, should we talk awards?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, Sean, I'm gonna have you go first because I am stuck between two people. So go ahead.
This is impossible. I went with Chef Anthony. He just killed that second half of that charter. He killed that wedding. He had that story about losing his wife to his uncle.
That was nuts.
I think he was joking, but the man's from France, so I don't know. That may have been real. So that's a tough break. But guy's just good at his job,
Yeah.
and hey, he fixed the crew meal thing.
That wasn't too bad. Although I will say he put out steak when everybody else was at the wedding, so.
Oh, they got dry really quick.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well,
Unfortunate.
no one complained that we heard, so.
Yeah. I picked Captain Carey. I thought the
Okay.
guy, he was great when Frasier came to him. I thought he was really good at the ceremony. He came out to a dinner that wasn't the last dinner of the charter or the last dinner of the
That's
season.
true.
I thought he even handled it really well when Kat wasn't necessarily doing what he thought she should be doing during dinner. I think the guy's just really good for the show. Like, I mean, listen, I'm supposed to say Captain Lee's the greatest of all time and he'll never be replaced and yada yada, but like, this is just a different show now with Captain Carey, and I kind of like the higher energy.
It's feels fresh. Yeah,
Right.
he's a little like Captain Jason. That's probably who I'd compare him to the most,
Yeah.
but not trying to be him either. Yeah, no, he's the guy's just good. I like him a lot. It was the right choice. That'll kind of be the legacy of Bullet Adventure is like it was the farm system for Captain Carey.
Exactly.
We never need to hear about that show again. That's it. But no, that's a good choice. Who'd you have losing?
I had Kat losing. Just a tough
Yeah.
episode. I mean, she got demoted to housekeeping, and then she couldn't do housekeeping in the previous episode, so they had her do something else. And now they put her on dinner, and she just can't do it. Man, you can't ask. I mean, I know you want to get it right, but like, that knife and fork thing was, that's tough, man. That's tough. That's a high hurdle to try to convince anyone you know what you're doing from there on out.
Roll up culture at restaurants, I do blame. But yeah, she should know that by now. I went with Ben. I don't know. I just think the prospect of losing Sonny would be tough for anyone.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I think he gets her back. So because of lack of options.
Yeah.
And from what we saw in this season on, it sounds like he's talking to her and someone else. I'm not sure who the other person is. Maybe it's a new stew.
Yeah.
It could be Barbie. It could be Zandy. But I don't know. I think he just doesn't come across great so far this season.
No. He has spurts.
I'm not rooting for him.
Didn't you have him like number one in crew rankings after the first episode?
I did, yeah.
So like it's almost like he's just a fall from grace now.
Yeah. And look, Captain Carey seems to enjoy the guy. I don't know. I thought I'd be rooting more for Ben so far.
No.
And we're more Jared guys.
Yeah. Nah, I'm fully on board. All right, man. That's all I got. You want to everyone, thanks for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review. And Sean, take us out.
Everyone, we'll see you next week. Bon voyage.